Welcome to Live Unashamed, where we pause the show and invite members of our team to talk vulnerably about their own recovery, things they're learning, the resources that are actually working, and what it truly means to live unashamed.
So, Steve, looks like you fell off the wagon. I also, dude, struggling for reals. Like, so Steve and I, if you guys don't know, we were like trying to eat healthy. And so last year, I cut out the sugar soda. I personally was like, I'm getting rid of the fries. You weren't ready to take that step yet. But I mean, but that was where I was. But you did some other stuff. Like you were counting some macros. Like,
and now I would like to unapologetically sponsor JCW's. Now home of cheese fries, the best cheese fries, ultimate dipping sauce.
Yeah.
I hope someone who actually has a stake in JCW's
is listening
to this podcast, watches this episode. Please send me a gift card for cheese fries. Desperate.
and me one for shakes.
Yeah, the shakes are kind of expensive, but they're good. I feel like ice cream is expensive across the board nowadays.
Yeah. You can't get a good shake anywhere.
Which is why I can't do that and alcoholism, purely based on I can't afford both.
Right. We can have. So do we.
I think the alcohol would be cheaper based on some of the ice cream prices nowadays. Come on.
So speaking of behaviors like that, so we were kind of on this episode where we wanted to really talk about, like, how do we, when did we know if something's just a behavior? Versus when did that cross over into now a compulsive behavior or an addiction? What does that look like? How do we know that we've entered into that arena?
When it becomes unmanageable.
I'm the wrong person to ask about this. So I'm going to
I know where you're going to go. I'll talk about just some things that was important to me then from my personal experience. For example.
Why can't Chris just go first?
Because he's looking on his phone at something.
I'm pulling up what I need to say.
Great, go.
So if you were to look at what Gabor Mate?
Yes.
Gabor Mate, whatever.
Yeah.
Good dude.
G-Mott, as he's known in the streets.
So he says, addiction is any behavior that a person finds relief and therefore craves in the short term, but suffers negative consequences in the long term, and doesn't give up despite the negative consequences. Fries?
Soda?
Church energy activity? Drinks.
What?
Church activity?
Oh.
Working out?
Working?
Yep.
Like overworking?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Porn use?
Mm-hmm.
Sexually compulsive behaviors?
Okay, you go, but this is what I'm going to say, James. Why is someone asking that question? Why is someone because this is a question.
Sure,
why is someone asking the question, is this just a behavior or is this an addiction?
Oh,
and should I seek help? Why am I asking that question?
They're asking the question because they already know the answer. They know that they're like, this isn't feeling like it's either in my value system or I can't quite seem to kick this problem or this habit or this thing, right? So, like, it very easily, like, oh, yeah, I know that I'm, like, by, you know, Gabor G-Mott's definition.
Accent on the E there.
Yeah. That I would be addicted to, you know, salt, sugar, fat, you know.
Totally.
Like, those are addictive foods. Like, I already know those are addictive foods. I've read about it. I've learned about it.
Caffeine. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. And I'm like,
Doritos.
Ooh. So.
Cool Ranch specifically.
Yep.
You know, and
salsa verde.
People want to get like, I mean, if you want to get technical around like defining what addiction is versus a compulsive behavior
Quick, if someone would actually send me a bag of salsa verde chips, I would love you. So,
ooh.
Yeah.
Like just
send me an email.
Yeah. And what? You'll just give them like your email or mail
address.
Whatever. Yeah.
The sweet and spicy chili Doritos and
no,
the purple
don't get
bag.
Gross.
The best.
Don't get
absolute
geez,
best.
That's Chris.
I would down a bag. I have
it's
a bag.
Personal to everyone, whatever your behaviors are. But point being is what you're saying.
Yeah.
And
right.
This I use it. So in my life, I use the StarCraft example. That's what it is in my life. StarCraft, mid 1990s video game. If you haven't played it, you're missing out. So all you Halo kids, all you World of Warcraft kids, and then everyone after that who's like, oh, remember when we all learned the internet game online? False. Black Bear. We are the ones who did it first. We did it in the 90s. So suck it. Okay, point being is you got online, you played people anyway. So it's like live action game where you're
playing. I don't think
online.
I've ever played it, so.
You're dead to me. So anyways, so a buddy of mine's like, bro, did you know StarCraft's online and it's free? And I'm like, let's do it. So I'm sitting there and Kayla's like, it's like 9 o'clock at night. She's like, what are you? I'm like, I'm going to play StarCraft with Corey. What up, Corey Jones? Shout out. That's my homie from high school.
Yeah, and I know Corey.
Yeah, 2 a.m. shows up. And Kayla wakes up and she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I don't know, world domination? I don't know. You know, right. So then I find myself a couple weeks later at work and I'm playing at this back when I was still doing commercial real estate. And I'm at work and I'm like, oh, I can sneak a quick game of StarCraft. And then I'm like, hey, as someone who identifies as a person in recovery, I'm like, I might be addicted to this behavior.
Right.
And you know what I did?
You stopped it.
I just stopped. And I was like, huh, I probably shouldn't be doing like this. It's against my values. And I literally just stopped. And I forgot about it. Like, literally forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
Until, like, 6 months later, we were on the phone or at a kid's birthday party or something. He's like, bro, we haven't played StarCraft. And I was like, bro, StarCraft. And then it hit me right then. I'm like, not addicted.
Yeah.
Because if I were, I wouldn't have stopped. And I think that's the litmus test. If I need help,
yeah,
yeah,
that you could addiction's just a label. Stop and be that's done. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, and that's the whole thing. Is you know, right? I want to write whenever I can. I want to become a big deal so I can write a book. And what I'm gonna do is this: it's gonna be totally cloak and dagger. I'm gonna be like, I've helped all these people with these big, nasty, terrible addictions completely change their life. So are you just trying to lose that 10 pounds or get that edge at work? I'll give you all the secret tips from these deep, expensive therapy things that you can use right now at home to do that little habit that you're trying to change. And then guess what's going to say at the end of the book after I explain to them addiction and recovery without using the words addiction or recovery? You're addicted. Why can't you lose the 10 pounds? It's the same reason why someone can't stop looking at porn.
Right.
Why can't you do the thing? Real talk. You and I are addicted to food. Facts. We can say whatever we want. You can call it whatever habit. It is the same. It's all the same. Whether you have this giant behavior where you're me stealing money from your family, hiring prostitutes, or whether you just can't kick that 10 pounds. It's just all addiction. People just don't like the word because it's a label and it means you're bad. And a lot of circles have done that. They've ruined the word. We've ruined the word addiction. It means you are othered.
I was
you're
scared to death of the word addiction. Like when I was sitting with my therapist, always an addict.
Yeah, oh,
you're a freaking convict. This is like Les Mis, right? Like, dude, if you don't change your identity, you're just screwed, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
But if we take away the label of it, which I get why people are like, I want this to be a behavior. I do not want it to be an addiction because then I have the label, which we did our episode on labels, right? And the stereotypes of that. So. Which is crap, how everyone's doing it, but it's all addiction. If you can't just stop, it's addiction.
Totally.
Yep.
Which just means there's a pattern to it. There's a rhythm. There's a
right.
It's about needs. So as far as getting help,
sure.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, and so I mean, that's part of my story was like, oh well, I couldn't be addiction because I was only looking at porn every 3 months, and I'm like, this doesn't sound like addiction. This just sounds like a behavior.
That happens every 3 months.
That happens every 3 months.
And no matter what.
And I can't seem to like not. And so
use it to numb out,
and
to check out.
Well, I didn't know that
at
the time.
Right.
Right. But, and so I was just like, huh, I just seem to have a problem until I read in a book that they're like, if you can't just stop, you might have an addiction. And to me, I was like, well, hallelujah, because at least there's programs out there for addicts that like there's places that addicts go for help. And so for me, I was like, I was super excited to have the addict label at the beginning because I was like,
until you find out that it meant you're right. forever. No one's ever going to love you.
But at
and
first
you
I
can't
was
change.
Like,
but yes, other than that,
but I liked it because I was because addicts can get help. So it meant it gave me access to resources.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
You know,
yep.
Whereas before I was just kind of floating in the wind trying to figure it out on my own.
Right. Well, which is where everyone is. Why can't you lose that 10 pounds? Why can't you leave your work Why can't you change the dynamics that are happening with your spouse? Why can't you change your sex life? Why can't you not get undepressed? Why can't you?
Because I'm doing it on my own.
Yeah, because it's I'm floating in the wind.
Yeah,
it's just a bunch of floating in the wind, right? Yeah, I think the frustration is that we've labeled it and ruined it. So no one, you can't say you have a problem because then you're an addict and now you're bad, right? Mm-hmm. And I also think what we've ruined is getting help, right? Like, what does getting help mean? Right, because like, you and I have talked about this. We make a living as therapists and coaches.
Right.
Like, I literally every day actively sell, we'll help you better. Come and buy our services. Like, that's what I do for my job, right? Like, you're a plumber, I'm a that, right? And so even in that, dude, we've had some stories on this podcast that people got amazing help. They didn't pay a dime of therapy. They didn't walk into one late, right? Or some of the 12 step people get mad at me because how I talk about 12 steps, because they act as 12 steps is the beginning, middle, and end, a live all, end all. And if you do not do the 12 steps, you will not recover.
Right.
I know people.
Incorrect.
I know people who have absolutely recovered, magical, amazing. Don't believe me. Listen to this podcast. You can meet them yourself. Hear their story authentically. They don't care for the 12 steps. They never even been. Or they walked into me and was like, nah, bro, not for me, right?
Yep.
Same thing with therapy. We've had people, I told you, that story I recorded really early on, lost in our archives. They did it through their evangelical church.
Right.
They never did a day of therapy, Mac and Melissa. They're like the coolest people. And he's like totally recovered. He's a Chris Bennett. Like, coolest story ever. And so that's the get help, I feel like, has this label of straight jacket.
I'm and broken.
Our story with Bryce that we recorded. He's like, when I thought of therapy, I thought they put you in a straitjacket and some psychologist gives you a bunch of drugs. That's what I thought help means. And so that's why, who would want to get help? When that's the definition of getting help, who would want to get help? I just think we've broken that too. I think we've broken that you're an addict, and I think we've broken what getting help.
Well, I think a lot of people have felt like that it's been broken because of some 12-step groups. When they go in and they're like, I am a recovering addict, or I'm an addict, I'm a sex addict, I'm an alcoholic, or whatever. And so they take that on as an identity of who they are.
But don't leave our friends out, Chris. Therapists are some of the worst. We're the worst.
Totally.
If you want to talk about labeling people that they're permanently broken. And I get why therapists do it. It's a lifetime paycheck. If I can get... You know, Jaren, you are broken. You will never figure out your marriage, but you're lucky you found me, because we're going to do this once a week.
And you're going to be able to manage this.
Right. But I won't say forever, because that sounds dark and scary. But I will say, I don't know how long this will take, and I don't know that we'll ever do anything. But we'll
help you manage it.
It's the number thing. One thing I tell people when you're finding a therapist, ask them, I want to fix this. One, do you think it can happen? And two, how long do you think this takes? And they're going to tell you a story. And if that story gives you the warm fuzzies, it's the therapist for you. You nailed it. And there are some great ones out there. Have met some, and you know, know some around the country that are great. Know some here in our own pond right here that I would totally send my family.
I know some sitting here right next to me.
Sure, but even I'm saying outside our practice.
We've even had some of them on here, too.
Yeah.
Amazing people.
Totally.
Amazing therapists.
And so, and let's not leave out everyone. The same thing happens in church. It's not just the 12-step people, and it's not just the therapists. We totally love labeling people in church. And there's a line. I don't care what church you go to.
Right.
There is the line in the sand of, you are on the starting team, you are worthy, you are wanted and accepted. And then there's this line that we've drawn in the sand, that if you do A, B, and C, or you look like D, E, and F, you're now one of the problems. So in our church, in the Latter-day Saint Church, we call you inactive. You are an active member of our church, or you are an inactive member of our church. And there is a line. And if you're on that side of the line, here's your label.
Right.
We do it everywhere. So 12-step guys, you're off the hook, right? At least you're anonymous about it.
At least you're anonymous about it.
So
people in church think they're anonymous with it.
Oh, amen to that. That's not what. I mean, I don't know. Clean it up for us. You know. So what does getting help mean to you?
Finding someone that can help you get to your wounds, to find out why that is such a draw for you, that addiction is such a draw for you, so that you can really understand, I don't need this. This isn't for me.
Get to the root of it. It's just get down to the, I mean, we use it all the time. Where there's smoke, there's fire. It's finding the fire and putting it out.
But we don't just manage the behavior?
Managing the behavior is just building a whole bunch of a whole bunch of elaborate chimneys to manage the smoke. It's like, no, we don't do that. Just get to the fire. I mean, let's find what you're looking for and get that healed and get the need met.
Well, I can tell you right now why I still do sugar. I'll give you the fire right now. My self-care sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Same. If I reconcile my self-care, I would eat tremendously well. It would go away in 2 seconds, just like every other addiction. If I actually, for real, like had the boundaries in my life and did self.
Yeah. And that just shows how important self-care is, because so many people don't do it.
Right, but if we get real about me right now and James, intellectually we believe you. In our heart space, in our actual walk, we don't believe that crap. But at that level.
Right.
Otherwise, we do it.
Right. I do in other ways, right?
Yeah.
It's not, I'm, you know, 5 years sober from sleeping with other women. I'm clear on that, got the self-care on that, right? But it's layered. It's not all or nothing, right? It's depending on what, there's some different fires producing some different smoke
that's,
in all of us.
That's what they say too online. I've seen a whole bunch of stuff on social media. They're like, would you do anything for your family? And oh, absolutely. I do anything for my family. Well, why aren't you changing your diet? Because you're killing yourself or you're hurting yourself. And how is that doing everything for your family? Right. It's not.
Right. And I would say for me, stop complicating crap, everybody.
What crap do you want uncomplicated, like, Steve?
Keep it simple.
Is it a behavior or is it addiction? Sorry to bust your, you know,
bubble, but it's...
It's all addiction.
Yeah.
So it's not a label. You're not bad. It's all addiction. You are not an addict. No one is an addict. You are who you are. According to me, you're a child of God, whatever it is. You are your true identity. No one's an addict. Stop calling people that. People are who they are and they struggle with addiction. Pop quiz, everyone struggles with addiction. So there you go, right? Send me an email if you think I'm wrong. I'd love to argue with you about it. but here's number two, getting help. I think it's this simple. Reaching outside yourself, period.
Yeah. Ooh.
When you say, I am not going to battle alone, that's getting help.
I need help.
Yeah.
I think it's that simple. Stop trying to do it alone. And I think with God, you'll figure it out. I think it's simple.
Yeah.
Yep.
And buy some cheese fries.
And buy.
Little hypocrisy there just to wrap us up. Yeah. So would love to know, how do you get help and how are you living that? And so right now, let's do it.
You're going there. Just go. You know.
Bring us home, Jamesy.
You can get help. Reach out to us. Because guess what? We got scholarships. We got email addresses.
Oh, shoot. I'm cutting you off right now. Yes to all of that. Give us 5 stars on iTunes, blah, blah, blah.
No, and Jared, like, us, we're out of reach time. Out. No. We're out of time.
No, BS. Right. Stop. Live unashamed. Put that mic back in front of your face. Where are you unwilling to ask for help right now? Because you're getting soothed by your behavior that, if you get more honest, is just an addiction.
What, just not getting help around my food choices?
I don't. You tell me. I'm not gonna freaking.
Well, is that where you're going with that? Is that where you're calling with?
No, I'm saying pick. You can identify it for yourself and live unashamed. How about that?
Well, give me an example. I'm not reading your mind on this one. Tell me.
It's just a question. Just ask it to yourself. I can tell you for sure right now where it is. I think that the things I'm doing in my life are more important than my self-care, and I'm in denial that I'm going to do my self-care later. I'm telling myself, I'm not 50, I'm 35.
Yeah.
So I can manage my food addictions right now, and I will actually get healed from them later.
Oh, for sure.
And you want to know why? Because when we sit here and do these recordings at 11 o'clock at night, or I have a full day with clients or whatever, I'm doing an intensive, you know what I want to do? I want to act out. I want to go get a milkshake, get some cheese fries. Why? Because addiction works, right? In the short term, to bring it full circle back to G Mate, right? In the short term, it works. So yep. I can tell you right now, I am unwilling to actually ask for help in that self-care. I still am convinced that I'll just figure it out and do it on my own.
Yeah, get it. Yes, agreed. and have been telling myself that same story for 20 years.
Chris?
Marketing. Like there for a long time, I've been like, I can just do this on my own. I can just do this on my own.
Mm.
And then I never do it.
Mm. Marketing for your business.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. Like self-care is not a hard thing for me. Like I'm working my ass off right now in a lot of different ways and with all my coaching and everything, but I still, like this weekend, I'm going hiking in St. George. Next weekend, yeah. I'm going hiking with my wife in Moab. I do self-care.
Well, and when you do it for real, having done it with you.
100%.
Yeah. You're a good mile. Yeah. Let us know what you're struggling with. You want someone to reach out and say help with, James is right. Do here with us. We invite you to follow us at Unashamed and Afraid. Send us an email at James, at Chris, at Steve, at unashamedandafraid.com. Reach out for help. Let us know. Just say it out loud. It's empowering, I promise. And until then, continue to live unashamed.
Peace out.
Cheese fries.